Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Imagine if America, imagine the map of America, and according to some studies, it may be real difficult for today's students to imagine that. And but there's actually 50 states, so obviously you'll have, I'm sure you know which one's up here, right?
Sure.
And which one's over here, right?
Right.
Over here. you can see Russia from one of them.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so...
Went there.
right. No, I haven't yet, but I would like to. That, imagine America, so you got a map of America, but it's not a, it's not made out of, you know, it is wood, paper is wood, but this is actually, imagine like a tree that grew like a map of America and you took a slice out of it. And so now you have this thick piece of wood and you look down on it and it's shaped like America. You have, you know, all the Western, coast out there. You have Texas coming down, you have the Florida Panhandle, you got, you know, the vacation state up there in Maine and all that. And so you're looking at it and it's like, well, that's pretty cool. But then I don't know if you've ever had a log before that you're trying to split up to use for firewood, but obviously, I don't know if you know this or not, some do.
Tell us.
Firewood does not come in a shrink-wrapped plastic in front of your local store.
I could have sworn I've seen some.
You don't pick that up at Walmart like that.
I'm like, we're shrink wrapping firewood, six pieces for $75.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And with a hand, even has a handle on it. Anyway, so, but before it was shrink wrapped, it was actually at a round log. And so they had to take it and they have a wedge, and it's a metal wedge, whether it's a machined wedge or a metal wedge. And I mean, it was like this, it's a spout of water. I remember my dad and I were splitting wood. Actually, he was splitting wood and I was praying. It's my first learned how to pray. I would hold the wedge like this and he would just swing the sledgehammer. Of course, he grew up in the lumber. He grew up, you know, doing that in the woods. And so I'd hold it and he'd hit that and the wedge would go down in the wood.
While you held it.
While I held it.
Hmm.
While I held it.
Wow.
I got to show you how that works.
That's all right.
I thought you trusted me.
Well, I've seen you.
Right. No, we've seen you got your glasses on?
Exactly.
I know what you can't see.
Trust me. Trust me.
That's my head.
Right. I wouldn't do that. I couldn't. I would probably. Anyway, so, but I did. I held it for my father. And
as long as you don't mind so me leaving it with you.
He's driving it down. And what happens is you got the solid, I mean, you cannot, it's been there for years, you know, this log. But as you hammer with a sledgehammer, this wedge, it goes into the solid piece of wood and it begins to split it. You hear it start ripping apart. And it's, you hit it, it rips more, you hit it. And it's like this wedge takes what was solid and divides it into two pieces. And then you continue to do that till you get the wood the size you want it to. And so literally, when you drive wedges into this log, you conquer a tree and make it firewood. And in America right now, there's wedges being driven in all this country called America. And there's so many wedges, you probably could sit back and name them all. And a lot of people are caught up with trying to say, but we need to resolve this one wedge. Mm-hmm. Another one says, we need to resolve this one divisive issue. And the whole thing is like, once it's been driven, once the wedge is there, it's not about trying to resolve it. It's trying to say, you know, we just got to go back and quit dividing ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it, John. I mean, how many wedges, I think about a wedge that's been driven in our government, where you have the executive branch driving a wedge between the Supreme Court and the executive branch, between the executive branch and the legislature branch. And all of a sudden it's been a wedge has been driven to where you have part of the president's cabinet, one of the best friends, it appears, of the first lady, her job is to go around the divided legislature, go around Congress.
To drive the wedges.
To drive wedges and to go out and begin to drive wedges. And it's like, this is so important. I mean, think about, name a few things you think about the wedge where all things are divided.
Well, think about education.
Mm-hmm.
Divided there, divided on.
Students and the education system.
Yeah.
Doctors and the medical
healthcare reform. You have the immigration, what's going on there. I mean, you know, amnesty or not.
Yeah, we do care, but we still have laws, so we're divided.
Exactly. Well, look at the marriage wedges being driven right now.
Marriage.
Entitlements, no entitlements.
Right. Political parties.
Political parties. List kind of goes on and
churches,
on.
Churches, birth control. I mean, we can't name it. There's so many of them. You already know probably what they are. And so you got to ask yourself then, so, you know, what's going on? What is the ultimate thing? And it's like, you know, we can sit here and theorize about it. We can talk and listen to lectures at Princeton or Harvard or Yale. We could listen to a congressperson who just trying to satisfy a majority of their people so they can get back in again, it seems. Or we could go back and say, you know, why don't we just listen to the creator of the universe? Why don't we just listen to God who created all things? And everything was created by him and for him. And he holds everything together. In other words, if things are being split apart, if we want it to be held together, it's him. When we turn to him, he will hold it together. He's able to hold us together. I mean, you think about that. And so God sent his son, Jesus, here on the earth. And Jesus, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, communicated the love in the face of God. When you've seen the son, you've seen the father. He communicated the words of God to us to let us know about these wedges, about these divisions. And he said very simply about these things in Matthew 12:25. I mean, he just said what it is. And so you can understand when you're seeing all these wedges being driven in your marriage, between you and your kids, between you and your job, between you and your economy, you and your law enforcement, you and your borders. I mean, somebody is trying to do something. Mm. What is the ultimate goal here? Well, Jesus tells us. He tells us very plainly what the goal is. So we can turn to God and get a biblical perspective of what's going on. And then we can say, you know, we can stop this by quit letting people divide us and start uniting Christ-centered. And that's some things we're going to be loosening really soon. It's very exciting. But Jesus says this. This is what Jesus says about the people who are driving wedges between us, driving wedges between marriages and marriage between authority and between the Congress. He says this. He says, every kingdom, this is what God's saying through his son, because Jesus said nothing unless he heard the Father say it. So God, the creator of the universe, is saying, every kingdom, that means including America, by the way, divided, wedged, divided against itself, will be ruined. And every city, by the way, or household, divided against itself, will not stand. We've got to become, once again, the United States of America, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. A land of laws, a land that pledges allegiance, again, once again, to the Constitution of the United States, that allows us to stand up and profess our faith in the First Amendment, to write out newspapers and blogs and all these different things and say, this is my viewpoint, and obey the laws of our land. Begin to say, you know what? Help us get back. Lord God, remove these wedges from our life. Don't buy in and begin to argue and hate somebody who they've driven a wedge. They want you to hate them. It's a Linsky tactic that says you got to polarize before you can organize. In other words, you got to drive a wedge in there before you get what you want. And we got to say, wait a minute, I've got your tactics. We are not going to fall. We're not going to be ruined. We're not going to be divided. We're going to stand for God and country in that order and for Israel. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.